Welcome to the Legacy Leaders Podcast. Are you doing the best for your client to help them create their legacy? Are you creating a plan that goes far beyond finances to help people ensure that it becomes the driving force behind all decisions? On this podcast, hosts Katie Beth Hand and Stan Miller will help you with growing your practice and your clients' peace of mind. Together, they bring the best and brightest minds to share with you how to help your clients develop their best legacy. And now, here are your hosts, Katie Beth and Stan.
Hey, welcome to Legacy Leaders. I'm your co-host, Chuck Gore, and today I'm talking with Josh Andrews. Josh, welcome. Thanks for being on.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Good deal. Tell me, why law school? Why'd you get to law school? And why?
Well, there's a lot of things that kind of bring people to law school. My why in law school is that I went to law school to help people. What got me there is that I actually studied theater in undergraduate school, and my wife and I were married, and we had a kid before we graduated, and I was looking at what theater pays and what other options existed out there. And for some reason, law came together. And it was interesting because it was a family member had mentioned it, that maybe that's something that you would be good at. And I started looking at law and realized the kind of benefits that lawyers could provide to people. And so then law school became an interesting part of my journey to reach my goals.
Wow. That's great. So why and how did you get into the estate planning part of
So estate planning is an interesting part of what we do, because we actually work with small business owners who actually own an asset in their business. And we started focusing on estate planning because what we learned was we have a lot of small business owners who are younger, who are not sitting on a large amount of assets as they view them, right? Right. They may have a house with a large mortgage or maybe have some life insurance. They may or may not even have a kid. Some of them aren't even married. But moving into estate planning became this kind of opportunity for us to educate our clients on, you know, exactly what we were talking about all the time with the business ownership was you're creating an asset and you have to plan for it. And so we started to offer our estate planning services and help these small business owners understand how these assets play together. And then we expanded some of our estate planning offerings to assist other people who may or may not actually be business owners, because it became something that we really enjoy doing, helping these families kind of figure things out.
Okay. That's interesting. I've never heard somebody say it. They're creating an asset, but that's essentially what they're doing with the business. So, well, you must like it. What does helping people, what does that mean to you?
So for us, it's asset protection and estate planning is helping people get ready for what may be one of the most difficult times in their life. And it's a really hard thing to get people to think about, right? Nobody really wants to think about their own mortality. They don't want to think about what happens if I'm not here. But the reality is if you don't think about it, then it's too late. If you haven't done something, it becomes too late. And then you have left your spouse or your children or your brothers or your sisters or your parents to make these difficult decisions and figure some of these things out. And so a lot of times we have desires and we have goals, things that we want to make sure happen, and life circumstances that kind of need to have planning, because the reality is there's an intestate code. If people die without a will, like that happens, but those people have absolutely no control over what happens. So if you're on your second marriage, or you have stepchildren that you view as your own children, or whatever your life circumstance is, the code may not speak to that. And so for us, it really means helping people actually accomplish their goals for those that they love, and getting that information in the right manner so that in very difficult times, those who they love can actually navigate through a difficult process and it doesn't just keep piling on, which we've seen more times than not when people don't go through planning.
Yeah, the longer they procrastinate, the more difficult it is, especially yes. If you can just have that conversation. You know, that's outstanding. I'm glad you can do that. And is this your own firm?
It is. Yeah. I founded this firm in 2008 with a goal and focus on working with small business owners We wanted to lower the barrier of entry of working with lawyers because we saw that normal people, business owners, and even now as we work with young families in their estate planning as well, we realized that there wasn't really a lot of accessibility. And so I created this firm to create that accessibility. We work with no surprise upfront billing. In a lot of cases, that's flat fee so that we can explain to our clients, educate them, and make sure they understand things. But our goal is to be accessible and approachable so that people understand all of these really difficult issues that they're facing and how law affects that and what they can do to take control.
That's interesting that you do it that way, because I hear often that's people are hesitant to seek out an attorney because of cost. They think it's going to be expensive. And yeah, you know, so you can break down that barrier. I think that's outstanding.
We've seen a lot of that. That was a lot of why I got started. I had family members who went through really difficult times while I was in law school, and I watched it happen. And I can remember asking, why didn't you call your lawyer? And it was, I already owe him so much money, I can't make that phone call, right? So I've seen those things happen. And I always wanted to come back and make sure that that assistance was there. I feel like young families, small businesses, those are very underserved areas in our profession where that's not the kind of cool thing that everybody wants to focus on. But the reality is that there's complexities that exist in those and intricacies that exist. And so we worked really hard to create systems and processes to lower the cost of us helping those small businesses and young families figure those things out and make sure that it was an approachable way of accomplishing your legal needs.
Okay. Have any of your clients, told you that afterwards? Hey, I didn't know it was going to be this easy and this simple and not as expensive as I thought it was going to be. And it's just been a easier process than I thought. Have you heard that before?
We do get that a lot because we use an education first approach. So when we spend our time with young families in the estate planning, we bring them in, we have this conversation, making sure you understand that the things you need to be thinking about, the difficulties that you have to face and where you go. You know, I use my own personal experience. I'm married. I have 5 kids. My oldest child is now an adult, just now. But before that, I'm going through all of these same things. And so there's a lot of conversations and education, making sure these young families understood what was going on. We get a lot of times people coming back saying, I didn't realize all the things I needed to think about, but you've made this kind of helped us think about the important things. And we feel like this is what we need and how we solve it. And then on the back end, and we're doing a lot of this flat fee, we're also working directly with financial planners and life insurance agents and retirement companies and notifying them of this plan. Because a lot of times, especially when there's minor children involved, we're dealing with testamentary trusts. And so we're making sure all of these kind of assets that are technically outside of probate are still dealt with in the legal planning, because we have to make sure that if we created a trust, that the trust is properly funded by the life insurance and the money doesn't go in the wrong place. So we think about it from a comprehensive standpoint and make sure that kind of each one of those steps along the way is taken care of for our clients.
Okay, man, that's great. That's education is very important. Before you can do anything for them, they got to know what we're doing and why.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah. That's important. So, well, I know you've touched on this a little bit before with the small businesses, but who is your ideal client?
So our ideal client, when we're talking about, of course, estate planning, our ideal estate planning client is a business owner, whether they own a business with partners or they own a business themselves that they are building and working with. They may or may not have some level of real estate that's associated with that, but they do at least have that kind of asset that is a legal entity that they've created. But whatever stage that happens to be, because a lot of what we're doing from a structural standpoint is we're helping our clients understand not only the succession planning aspect of the business, how do you make sure that asset that you've built to take care of your family also maintains the legacy that you're trying to create and carries on after you? So how do you actually make sure that works from a succession standing plan or a succession planning standpoint? How do we make sure that works for them? But also, how do we make sure that your family is taken care of, that they receive the benefit of the things that you have worked so hard to accomplish? And so there's a lot of things that business owners don't always think about, a lot of kind of elements of their business they don't understand. Sometimes we can help them find either a strategic buyer or an internal buyer. We can help them understand how life insurance can make some of those things work. If we can identify someone from a succession standpoint, what does the transition look like? And how do we make sure that our family, those that we leave behind, get the financial benefit of what we've created? Because in a lot of cases, your spouse is not necessarily looking to take over the business that you own, right? If you're not in the business with your spouse, probably isn't stepping in. As an example, my wife isn't an attorney, right? I own this firm. I built this firm. She's not even legally allowed to own it. So how do you solve that problem to make sure this thing that we've spent basically most of our married life building, how do we solve that of making sure that she gets that benefit if something happens to me unexpectedly?
I'm sure she doesn't want to go in and go to law school
For sure,
and
no. I've got some kids that are considering it, but not my wife.
well, that's my plan. My son will just take over my business and I can sail on into the sunset. I know you've talked a lot about this before, but are the common issues that you face, is that the education and the understanding with your clients, these small business owners, is that, are there questions and issues that they face? I know everybody's unique, but are they basically the same thing?
Yeah, in a lot of cases, both when you're dealing with young families as well as when you're dealing with small business owners who may or may not also have young families, you're dealing with a lot of similar things, which is why our particular system and approach works with our clients. So when we're dealing with small business owners, some of the common issues that we face is, what is my business worth? How do I actually get value from my business in the event something happens to me? What are the planning tools to make sure that it moves forward? How do I solve that problem? When we're planning for young families, a lot of what we're dealing with is, who's going to take care of my kids? How do I deal with making sure that my wishes and desires for my children are going to be carried forward, right? A lot of times we get questions of, okay, I trust this brother to take care of my kids. They love my kids. They're local. They take care of them, but they're horrible with money. So how do I solve that problem? And helping them understand, if we set up this testamentary trust for your minor children, we can separate the care of your children from the financial benefit of your children. And so sometimes we have families and we work with them and say, okay, we're going to have a trustee who's in charge of all this life insurance money. Because in a lot of cases with young families, that's the asset. That's what you're leaving is life insurance. And so we've got this large amount of money that's coming in for these children, but it needs to take care of the children. If your kid's 12, when something happens to you, we're talking about cars and college and graduate school. And what are the things that you desire and how do you make sure it lasts? And sometimes separating that makes sense. Helping young families, we also deal with things like who should my executor, the executor of my estate be, right? The executor is the person that's named, that's going to help work with a lawyer and go through that probate process, sign all the things and what you're dealing with. And we get questions like this all the time. Well, I guess it should just be my spouse. And so a lot of times when we're talking to them, we regularly tell our clients, it's really important to think about it from a spousal standpoint. If you have an emotional spouse, that can be a husband or a wife, right? If you have an emotional spouse who has a very difficult time dealing with hard life events, and when they're having those difficult times, they have a hard time making decisions, moving forward, solving problems, they probably are not your best executor. Because there are decisions and things that have to be done. So sometimes we can counsel our clients to understand, hey, maybe your brother makes sense to work with your spouse so that your spouse can grieve. Your spouse can deal with what it's like to be a single parent. Your spouse can deal with that and we can look to someone else to solve that. We help our clients understand the how we make decisions in hierarchy, who goes first, who goes second. If we've got a brother we really trust who's married, is it the brother? Is it the brother and the wife? What happens if they're no longer married? How do we deal with that? How do we think through things that we're not going to be able to make decisions of later down the road? And so we help them think through a lot of those potential issues. What is it that you want for your children? What are the major life events that you want to make sure they've got money for? Do you want to leave money to take care of their college? Do you want to make sure they have a car? Do you want to ensure that they go and graduate from college? But what if they don't? How do you make those decisions? At what point do you think your child will be ready? And obviously, it's hard to know, right? When your kid's 10, but at what point do you think your kid's going to be ready for this money that you have left for them? How do you guide them through that process? And who's going to love your children the most, right? Who's going to take care of your children and solve those problems? And we deal with a lot of times it's, we make sure people understand, but they'll send us, say, I want this person to be a guardian of my children, and they'll give us an address. And I'm like, wait, that person lives in Canada. Do you think that the best thing for your kids when they lose mom or dad is to transplant to a different country? Is that what we're really thinking about? And how do you solve those problems? And so we help them think through that and figure some of those things out.
Man, that's outstanding, because most people, they don't think about it in the terms that you think about it with what you've seen. That kind of leads me to my next question. With your clients, do they have any preconceived notions or misconceptions when they come in, and things that maybe they hadn't thought about or should think about or have thought about in one way that don't need to be that particular way?
Absolutely. A lot of times, especially when you're young, unmarried or even married at young, no kids, is planning doesn't matter for me, right? I don't have to do anything. I don't have to make any plans. And the reality is that they just don't understand what value, what things do have value, what things look like. Because even from a planning standpoint, working with life insurance agents and making sure you've named the appropriate beneficiaries and making sure you solve some of that. And then we've also, we often group estate planning with like end of care, power of attorney kind of situations, right? And how do you solve those problems? Like, as an example, I said, my oldest child's now an adult, and that's one of the things we're dealing with, which is I can't make decisions for her anymore. And so we had that conversation. It's, hey, you've actually got to decide whether or not we're the ones that can make those decisions or talk to the doctor, because technically we can't anymore. And so thinking that you're too young to think through this process is a huge problem that happens a lot. And sometimes people just wait until too late. It's really easy in the early stages of your life, when you're in college, when you're newly married, to think that you're completely invincible.
Right.
But we've heard too many stories where that's just not the case.
That's great. Tell me a story about when everything came to fruition and everything went right as the way, you know, it was planned out.
When everything went right. Okay, that's a fantastic question. And those are always the ones you hope for. But we had a plan that we worked on with a couple. We've actually worked with generations of this family. Okay. And we worked with a couple to help them make some plans and solve some problems. They had all grown children, a decent amount of assets. But one of the things you always are planning for when you've got a husband and wife is making sure that if something happens to one of you, but not both of you, that there's not a lot of problems, right? Everything's really smooth and easy. And with this particular couple, it was about a year ago, and the wife was in a tragic, tragic accident. And I still remember getting the phone call over the weekend, because I happened to know the children, because like I said, we've worked with generations of this family. And it was a tragic accident, completely unexpected, had no idea what was going on. The whole family was just sent into reeling into these things, because we had handled their planning a few years prior. It was a few pieces of paper that we signed, filed in with the court, and moved on. And everything transferred exactly the way it was supposed to. And the family was able to focus on this very difficult time. The kids were able to focus on dad, who had lost the love of his life. They'd been married for over 50 years, and he was not ready, right? Nobody ever is, but... And so that was one of those times where you get to see it and you say, that's why this makes sense. We didn't have money tied up. We weren't going to court all the time. We signed a few things and we moved on because we had what we needed, and it was beneficial, and we were just able to carry it forward and move it in the right way.
That's wonderful when everything, you know, works smoothly like that. And that's important to, you know, the family as well, you know, just personally going through it. So what about when it didn't go as planned or somebody didn't do it the right way?
Absolutely. So thankfully, this story involves not me on the drafting, but me on the managing. We did not handle this particular plan, but we did pick up this particular matter. There was planning that had occurred in a different state by an older person who had ended up here in Alabama when they passed away. And one of the things that we actually ran into in this particular case was there's some trust planning that was done, because there was a large amount of assets and trust were planning was handled. Planning was pretty good. The trust looked pretty good. Not all assets were properly moved. And the component that was really missing here was that there was no will that was associated with the trust. And so this relatively wealthy individual passed away. It was expected. They were in a long-term care facility. It was not unexpected. And when we picked up the case, it was, this is going to be super easy. And this is what it's going to look like. And basically what happened was, as it unfolded, we discovered that there was no will, which meant we had to go through the intestate process, which is just more complicated because you have to get judicial interference for everything. You have to get waivers. You have to get all of these things to deal with. But then the other side of that, where there were actually assets that had not been properly placed into the trust. And so all of a sudden there were assets that were in this intestate estate that had not been planned. And so we had to go through this and time and expense and figuring things out, locating things and negotiating. And it was just a long, frustrating, arduous process for the family, all because it wasn't fully lined up. And it looked like it was, right? But we hadn't, in that process, both it had not been fully set up the way that it was or properly managed over time. And because of those two things, it kind of just, but we had to deal with unwinding and untangling everything. Thankfully, we've been able to manage it and get it to where it needed to be. But it was a very difficult and frustrating time for the family.
And it didn't have to be that way.
It absolutely didn't have to be that way. It was all just because a small piece was missed.
Well, what's the biggest challenge you face in your practice, Josh?
I would say, because I work mostly with young families, is getting them to finish. So I get a lot of people, I talk to people who they go into financial planning meetings or they talk to somebody and they'll come to me from a referral or something and say, hey, I'm supposed to get a will done. What am I supposed to do? And we sit down and we talk about it and they get all excited and we're like, okay, we can carry this pretty far, but we need some answers from you.
Right.
And then they sit on it. They don't want to answer. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to go through, is it my sister or your sister? Who do we like more? They don't want to make those difficult decisions. So a lot of times, the most difficult part of estate planning, especially for young families, is getting them to finish it, to getting them to carry it through and make sure that the estate plan is done. Because there's so much that we can do. I understand. I know what you're thinking through. I know where you are. We've got your plan set up the right way. But if you won't finish it or have that conversation with your brother or come back in to sign the documents, they're not really doing you any good. Right. And that's really probably one of the biggest things that we deal with. People just, they always think there's more time for it.
Right. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
I understand.
And none of us are promised tomorrow, right? That's.
No. Yeah. That's what, people ask me. I'm like, if I knew what's going to happen 20 minutes in the stock market, we're not having this conversation right now. I'm on a beach somewhere playing golf. So what do you like best about what you do?
I love helping families solve problems, making sure that the things that they've worked so hard, the things that they want to do work when they're not there to do it. I started working with small businesses because I wanted to help people develop a legacy that carried on past them. I moved into estate planning because I began to realize that helping them properly plan their estates was a part of that goal that we had was making sure that people's legacy outlasted them, making sure that what you're imparting to your children is there when you can't be, your wishes are taking care of your family. And so the most rewarding thing for me is helping people understand that and knowing that they can sleep at night knowing that it's been taken care of.
That's fantastic. Thanks for being on, Josh. Tell everybody where they can find you and how to get in touch with you.
We're actually located here in Birmingham, Alabama. We work with clients all over the Southeast. Estate planning clients are going to be in Alabama. But you can reach me. Our phone number is 205-208-9595. And I'm always happy to chat with people. You can also send me an email at josh@gatehouse.law. That's gatehouse.law. And I always love kind of chatting with people and learn more about their story and seeing where we can help.
You got a website?
Yeah, we are gatehouse.law.
Gatehouse.law.
Yes.
Very good, Josh. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to chat.
You've been listening to the Legacy Leaders Podcast with Katie Beth Hand and Stan Miller. For more information on them and the show, please visit pinnaclelegacylaw.com. If you like what you've learned today, do share the program with your friends and subscribe wherever podcasts are found.